Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you all of you for coming. You're most welcome. Glory be to God. Yes, hallelujah. If you're not dressed, if you don't have anything green on you, you're not in the will of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The worship team is in green. My wife, and me. Hallelujah. Brian even has green shoes. Okay? And as usual, women, Glory even bought a green watch. Definitely, she didn't have it before you decided that you're going to what? To wear green. Hallelujah. Women are very interesting what? Interesting creatures. Interesting beings. Hallelujah. And for that reason, they may be in a good way. They complicate men's what? Hallelujah. We are very simple. Okay. Then, yesterday, I walked into the sitting room, and I realized that something was missing. It was like the sitting room was bigger than usual. And I was like, have they moved the table? You know, And so we created a lot of space, you know, between the table and the TV. So I walked in and I was like, it's not the chairs, it's not something. So I told my wife who was seated there that this area looks bigger than what? Usual. Then she told me, but it's a carpet that was removed. There was a carpet there. It has been removed for washing. Then she says, men's lives are very uncomplicated. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Can you imagine? I couldn't notice that it's what? It's a carpet that has been what? Yeah. So that means that if I was in a house and there was no carpet, it would be okay. Glory be to God. It would be what? Hallelujah. Amen. I always tell people that if there were no women in this world, there wouldn't be birthdays, there wouldn't be anniversaries of anything. You know, Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I would, you know, Anyway, glory be to God. Let me stop there because some people are getting angry with me for no reason. Hallelujah. Yes. Yeah, those who are not here last week, good to see you. Okay, let's welcome Judith. Judith, good to see you. Yes, you look sick, but you've come to church. Hallelujah. Nalongo, good to see you, as usual. Okay? Yeah, there's also another Nalongo. Good to see you. Wow. Mariam's mom. Okay? I honor Nalongos. Glory be to God. I honor what? Yeah, when you think about it, I don't know what was wrong with us or cultures that still exist today. When, you remember, there's a culture or there are people where twins were a bad thing, and I think they used to kill them or kill one of them. Eh? Well, can you imagine? No, that was a real devil, man. Okay? Twins. Okay, you wanted 1 million shillings. God gave you 2 million. Double. Then you say that, say what? It's a bad thing. So you wanted one child. God gave you two. Of course, I can understand men who what? Who would take off when they get to here. From hospital that the wife has given birth to twins. I can understand them But I don't agree with them, but I can understand why they are what. And they flee not because a curse has happened, but they are like, man, how am I going to look after what? You understand? But anyway, glory be to God. And so, all the Nalongos in this place, we honor you. Glory be to God. There should be a day for Nalongos and Salongos. Isn't it? There's a day for left-handed people. You know that? There's a day for left-handed people. It's there. Okay, but there's no day for what? Unalonga and say, women, you should do the things you should fight for. Hallelujah. Do the things what? Those are the honorable things you should fight for. Eh? They have what? Hey! There's a new vision thing. But that is for twins. Hey, stop lying to pastors. That is for twins, not for their parents. What are Unalongos and Salongos called in English? Anyway, glory be to God. That's homework. Oh, now you can invent an English word. Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, so we've been talking about stirring up the gift of giving. Amen? And we shall continue with that. And maybe this will be the last teaching on that issue. Amen? Stir up the gift of giving. God is encouraging us to stir up, okay? Giving, okay? Share more as the Lord leads you. Glory be to God. Okay, when you give, giving blesses the person that you've given to. It blesses you. And most importantly, it blesses God. Hallelujah. For example, in Philippians chapter 4 from verse 18, okay, Paul says that this is after they had sent him things to take care of him. He told the Philippians that, indeed, I have all and abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the things sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. Then in verse 19 it says that, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So in verse 18, Paul says that I have all because I have received the things that you sent. Isn't it? So Paul was blessed. He was given too. Then the next line says that what you sent me is or was a sweet smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to who? To God. So we see here that God is also blessed when human beings down here on earth do share. Glory be to God. Then it says in verse 19 that, and my God shall supply all your what? All your needs. So we see that the people who have given, okay, there's a promise that they will be blessed by God supplying their what? Their needs. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? And I want to emphasize that you who gives, okay, there's a blessing which to me I consider the greatest of all the blessings that you will get. Okay? That is in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7, which says that God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. All right? And if you read it in the amplified version of the Bible, I didn't share it with her. Okay? It says that, okay? Every time you see that verse, okay? In all your life in LAT, Every time you see that verse, just know what will follow is the way it is phrased in the Amplified Version of the Bible. Amen? Okay, so it says that, 7 says that, let each one give as he has made up his own mind and purposed in his heart, not reluctantly or sorrowfully or under compulsion, for God loves. Okay? God loves a cheerful giver. So what does it mean when he says that God loves? It means he takes pleasure in, prizes above other things, and is unwilling to abandon or to do without a cheerful, joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his giving. Hallelujah. If you are a giver, all right, and a cheerful one, okay, the Bible says God takes pleasure in you. Hallelujah. He prizes above other things and is unwilling to abandon or to do without you. Glory be to God. Basically, as in that's the greatest of them all. God saying that I love so and so because they are joyful givers, because they are generous givers. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God loves everyone, isn't it? But there's a special place for cheerful givers. There's a special place in the heart of God for those who give cheerfully. All right? And not just once. Okay? No, not giving cheerfully once. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay? But when it is your habit, okay? Joan says, Yembalayo, eh? Eh? You know that word? Okay? Who does know that word? Judith, do you know that word? Embalayo, like, eh? Hallelujah. Like, any, that's how you are. For you, your weakness is giving cheerfully. Okay? Have you heard of some people who are told that they are smart? Then they say, ah, man, that's my weakness. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We should have good weaknesses, if there's anything like that. Of course, it's not there. But you understand what I'm saying. One of the weaknesses you should have is being a joyous, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his giving. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You should say amen because you believe what I'm saying or what the Bible is doing. What? Don't just respond and then, yeah. You understand what I mean? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, before I go any further, I'm reminded of a story I once read of an experience that happened in heaven. Okay? Something happened on earth, and it was followed by something in heaven. And so in that experience, someone here on earth was taken to see what happens in heaven. Okay, so they were taken, they were showed people's houses, okay, people on earth, okay, when they go to heaven, where they will live. They were showed their mansions, okay? This person was showed mansions, okay? So this person requested to be shown their house, their mansion in heaven, okay? But this person, remember, was still on earth, eh? But they just had a heaven experience. So the angel who was taking him or her around for a tour, I think initially the angel refused, eh? Because anyway, the angel say that you, the way you're operating on earth, kind of, there's nothing yet here for you. Okay, the way you operate, the way you give, your prayer life, your praise. Because they told him that the things you do on earth are building material. Okay, when you give, when you pray, when you praise. Anyway, when you do things that bless the heart of God. Okay, that is building what? Material that you send to heaven. So this person was told that for you, embalayo, the way you operate on earth, kind of there's nothing here for you yet, unless you change your lifestyle. Then now, as they are there, this guy hears a certain angel shouting. What did he shout? Remember that story? And I've told it here many times. And the angel shouted to the effect that, okay, meaning that something great has happened on earth. Okay? And so more building material, a lot of building material for a certain house has been sent. Like, it was like, man, this is big, you know. So what had happened on earth? What had happened on earth is there was a lady who had a strong prayer life. She used to go to church every Sunday to pray. We should help with sweeping and mopping the church, their church. And now her daughter had given her some money, I think, or foodstuffs, okay? And she had gotten all of it, okay? And taken it to her pastor, okay? The pastor wasn't well to do, okay? So this old lady had gotten everything and taken it to the what? And now when she did that, there was great impact in heaven. Hallelujah. Great impact. The angel screamed and shouted and, you know, because it caught the attention of the whole place. Glory be to God. Okay, and so that had gone up as what? Building material in heaven. Glory be to God. Anyway, I just remember that. Amen. Now, yeah, so, yes, giving blesses the person we're given to. It blesses the person who gives. And like you've heard in that story, it also has eternal consequences. Amen? Then it blesses God also. Yeah. But also, it blesses the people who God will cause to hear about it. God will inspire those people to also give. And in that sense, they are blessed. Like in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 2, Paul tells the Corinthians that, I know your willingness, about which I boast of you to the Macedonians, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal to give has stirred up the what? The majority. Okay, your zeal, your eagerness to share. And by the way, the Corinthians, they were poor. When you read 2 Corinthians, I think verse 8, 1 to 4. Okay, they were broke, they were poor. Christians, but they were poor. Okay? They were poor, but they told Paul that, man, we also want to give. They pleaded with Paul to also give to another church, another group of Christians in Jerusalem who were in need. Hallelujah. Okay? So poor people where I also want to give. And that, okay, inspired others who got to hear about it. That broke people also want to give. Eh? Can you imagine that? Okay, broke people also what? Nabo nebe kolamu sako. Eh? Do you know circles? Okay. Then they also form groups. Hallelujah. They're like, okay, this group of Bonaba, there's a group. No, this group of rich men in Kampala. Kwagalana. Okay? So there's a group of, you know? So now poor people say, no, let us also form what? Not for the purpose of remaining broke. All right? But for the purpose of also us doing good things. Hallelujah. So these guys were like, no. We also want to give. We also want to what? There's something I wanted to say. I was running towards too. Hallelujah. Anyway, but they were like, we also want to do what? To give. And now when other churches heard about it, okay, that poor chaps also want to give, guys were inspired. It blessed them so much. Hallelujah. These days in Uganda, people from groups, circles, poor people from what? Groups, so they can be given money. All right? Now, well, I guess, but have you ever wondered where that money comes from? The people that they give those people, those groups. Huh? Have you ever wondered where it comes from? Okay, when Museveni gives people that money, have you ever wondered where it comes from? From what? Yeah, so is that right or not? No, I'm just asking, I don't know. But is that right? Then it is not for paying back. You answer the question, is that right? Because remember, it's not Museveni's money. It is not Museveni's money, it's not Nabanya's money. So you just go wherever, means of finance or BOU, get dime, then what? I don't know. Maybe there are pros and cons to it. Okay? But so, anyway, what happens is they increase your taxes, They tax you more. So they can go to Kamwenje and give what? People. And the person is not giving on your behalf. You understand? They're not giving on your behalf. They take, you know, unkajewa Mr. Balo, okay? Akuwele zayo. No. The person giving is like, I'm the only one. Hallelujah. Now, don't now start to think that Museveni is very bad. Let us get other leaders who won't do that. Every chap who wants to come into power, they're going to do the same thing. Hallelujah. They're going to do what? The same thing. Do you know why many African Americans don't like Trump? Okay? It's because Trump is not going to get government money, people's taxes, to give them to poor people. Because it's not his money. So he's a bad man, isn't it? Anyway. So that's the thing. You've heard of that thing of stealing from the rich to give to the poor. Now, Africans want that. Poor people want that. They want someone who got steal from what? The rich, but steal wisely in form of taxes to give to them, whether they are going to work or not, for them they don't care. And if you do that, you will get votes. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, most of you studied economics and history. You know those things. Okay, now that's what Europe was doing also. Okay? That's why now Europe hates Trump. Okay? Europe was wisely stealing American money. Okay? To do good things for Africans and other Poor what? In form of WHO. For them, they were putting ulito. You understand? They were putting ulito. So America was one that was putting a big chunk. So the Europeans, when they would come here, they would pose like they're the ones. Then Trump was like, no, 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 no. This is not fair. It's not what? You guys, you are just using us. Trump said, no, we are pulling out of this arrangement. It's not fair. So was that good or bad? Just imagine if it was your money. Like our money, we are a rich country. Eh? We are rich. Then we're in the East African what? Community. Then Kenya makes us give more so that we can bless Mozambique. You understand? For them, they are not paying. In fact, they are indebted. Eh? They didn't pay last year. They didn't pay the other year. It is us Ugandans who are what? So if Museveni says we are stopping, the Mozambicans will get angry, isn't it? But Museveni have done a bad thing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Maybe I should, but you see now, if you go with this kind of jazzing, when you're looking for votes, you won't get votes. Hallelujah. Because the poor people in Kamwenge are seated there waiting for money from Buganda. Because all the money is where? In Buganda. So they want a leader who can do what he can to steal from Buganda. Okay? Notice I didn't say to steal from Buganda. Okay? I said what? To steal from Buganda. Because the money is in Kampala. Steal from there, then come and give us. Then we shall always love you. We shall always what? Always vote for you. Because you are a thief. But you share the money with us. Hallelujah. Now, anyway, so now that kind of thinking is very unchristian. Hallelujah. The poor, you know, should also say, I also want to give. And you see, if you're poor, if you don't have enough, but you have that mentality that I also want to give. Okay? And you even show God by starting to give of the little that you have. I'm telling you, God will remove you very quickly from that club of the poor. He will give you more so that you can what? And then also, omuyambeko, you help God now with what? The poor who have a poor mentality. Because now you go back to your OBs and OGs. Okay? Okay, that club of the poor. You go back to them. Then you start telling them, I used to be like you. All right? Then I did this. I refused to be a beggar. Okay? Then I used to be like you. Then now I'm here. So even, you see what I mean? Eh? God will use you to, you help him with those what? With those poor people who have a poor mentality. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, in so many ways, people, Trump is not a bad man. Hmm? Yes. The American gives money. Hmm? Then the homosexuals get it. The Democrats. They get it, then they come to Uganda and disturb us with human rights. But remember, it's not their money. It's not their personal cash. But they go to the coffers. Then they come here and about Tawanya. Okay? Right now, I have a feeling, okay? You people who do research, you should what? I have a feeling that there are so many Ugandans who used to be gay before Trump, and now they have come back to what? No more. You understand it? Because now they're funding man. Isn't that true? Only thing, there are several man. You know, now when they cut the fire, you know, that you say, there's this stupid thing of Byanyima. What is it called? UNAID. UNAID has always been a gay thing. Okay? Yeah, so now that was cut. So now people don't, you know, the people who are into it for money. Okay? I think most, but you see, when you get into that thing, it's very hard to leave. Okay, but at least now there's something which is forcing them to live right. The lack of money. Hallelujah. Okay? So Trump is blessing Uganda, man. In many ways. Hallelujah. Whether you agree or not, it's the truth. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay? And you should be like that with your money. Okay? If you're giving, if you're giving money and someone is using it for evil, close the tap. Hallelujah. Close the tap. And when you close the tap, you get to hear, "Yeita mulokole." You hear all those things. But why? Because you've done the right thing. Then if that person is on social media, they will tell the whole world how evil you are. You're not even a mulokole. Then they will even say, even the money you have, you're a thief. You remember a story? Yes, I think it happened before COVID. But today I think, what? It is for what? It is for A. So, Dennis, years ago, you're on the road, then you found there was an accident that had happened somewhere. Okay? A car had been knocked. And so he stops to help. So it happens that I think a Korean or a Chinese or an Asian had been knocked. And so he was injured. And so he what? You volunteer to take him to hospital. And you did that. All right. So then you called. You got the guy's phone and you called the number. Yeah, you called the number. And it so happens that the Asian was a Christian. So you called, I think the number of his pastor or something like that. Aha. Okay. So then the pastor showed up, you know. Then, he took Dennis's number, okay? A good Samaritan. All right? And so he left it at that time. Now, sometime later, that pastor begins to call you or to send you messages asking you for money, for help, financial help. You see, if you helped a Korean, or rather an Asian, nomtwala mudwayo, you must be, and maybe even saw your car. Anyway, just someone doing that means, they have someone, like a 500, you know. Do you need a 500? Like a 500K. Okay. and so the guy begins to what? To text, to send messages asking for money. Then, I think you told him more than once that you are unable to help him. Okay? And Dennis, one time, showed me all those what? Messages. What the guy would say, what Dennis would respond. Now, the final message from the pastor. They assured Dennis that he's a thief. I'm telling you, I read them. So this, your son, I read the thing. Said you are a thief. Then why say that? Yeah, you're going to hell. God is going to deal with you. Can you imagine? You see, you have not even refused. Oh, okay, you have refused. But basically, you haven't given money to someone. Your money. So why should you be abused? It's your money.
Even if, okay, the person deserved to be given to, but you refused. Maybe you even mean, eh? Yeah, but that didn't mean now, mvuma, eh? Okay? Now, you could see that last message of abusing someone who did a good thing for your church member. Took them to hospital. They were going to die. Probably they were even going to be robbed on the road. Eh? So someone, now how do you tell them they're going to hell? They're a thief. God is going to deal with them. So now that just shows that pastor was a mufeli. Was a fake guy. You understand? So he met a stranger who's so good-hearted. All right, so now he wanted to take advantage. And that's what usually happens. When people discover someone who has a good heart, they begin to what? They plot to take advantage. Now that pastor wanted to. Now when he realized that Dennis was born in Kampala. Okay, the pastor had a fake dream that Dennis was born in Kampala. And he believed it. And so when he realized that Dennis is sharp, he abused him. Now, there's a church in Kampala which has that guy as a pastor. Well, can you imagine? And right now, they have gathered to listen to him. Fake. So now, when he looks at the congregation like this, Alabasente, you understand? Muwa bujulizi. The other day, you gave a bujulizi how you got a new car. Katia walaba osente. Now, there's this thing, by the way. Let's say, yes, you have a new car. Now, my thinking is, if you have a new car, it means you have spent the money, isn't it? So why do people now come to ask you for money? Do you understand? You've spent the money. Olimgaga, but you spent the money. You see what I mean? But now, that fake pastor, Dennis's friend, Katiao Yalabaochi, now those things, what God led us to go to Kamwenye to plant ukofi, and you have started. Hey, that's money. You know, so it's like a percentage. But you're using the money. You understand what I mean? Anyway, yeah. But anyway, that guy is a thug. So he wanted to take advantage, and he found a guy who's awake, and he got annoyed. Got annoyed even at what sent him to hell. Say, he told him God is going to deal with you, a thief. I mean, they just met once, I think, in hospital. Once. You've met me once. How do you call me a thief? Siri mumaulile, that bam kute corruption. You understand? So the guy just got annoyed because someone had refused to fall in his trap. Hallelujah. Okay? Yeah, but anyway, the point is, we shouldn't have a poor mentality. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There is a church, okay? It is pastored by someone who I think is wealthy. Okay, wealthy. And I know, I've been there, I think, once or twice in the past, long time ago. There are wealthy people there. Okay? Now there are poor people who go there. They feel the call of God to what? that is your church. Okay? But when actually it is not what? It's not God. They're just going there so that they can get an opportunity to beg or to fleece the wealthy. But from my understanding is that those rich people, they are awake. They were born in Kampala. So you find people, the poor people just chase themselves out of the church. Impola, impola. You see, they come 3 weeks, then they realize one. They were so wrong. You understand? Hey, yes, and I was once at that church, once or twice. Yes, and you could feel that there was that kind of thing where, if you have evil motives, you just chase yourself. But no, people are good. Glory be to God. People are good, but there's a way in which there's something in the atmosphere that what if you have what, some stupid agenda, you just chase yourself. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Where were we? What were we talking about? Okay, but whatever we are talking about, but let me also say something that has come to my mind. If you're broke, if you don't know what to do, and the kabaka, okay? The kabaka is rich, isn't it? The kabaka is coming to visit you. Eh? The kabaka is coming to what? Or any other rich person is coming to visit you. Why do you have to, for example, borrow money to pretend that you're okay? You understand? You borrow money to prepare chicken. You understand? Prepare chicken. You even get a service provider. You know, eh? Borrow money to paint the house so that you appear like what? You understand? Now, in my opinion, you're being stupid. Because now, supposing the kabaka has a good heart, a generous heart, and he visits you, Nasanga, eh, Bambi Mbela. Kwanuguang, eh, this person who I have visited, Bambi, they are what? Struggling. Then he's like, eh. Then he calls Maega, Charles Peter Maega. You understand? Then he gives him an assignment, say, Mzimbile Nyumba. You understand, Mzimbile Nyumba? I tell you, you're painting a bulunji. Because, like, you understand? Now, if the kabaka comes, he visits you, borrowed money to paint the house, borrowed money to cook chicken, borrowed money to clothe up your children, to look like they stay in Msasa. You know, eh? Anyway, you understand that I'm joking. You see, eh? The kabaka will say, eh? In fact, the kabaka will feel nice, say, man, eh? I'm a good what? Kabaka, I've made my people to prosper. Like I'm 70, one time, there was a wedding in Watoto Church years ago. There's a friend of ours who wedded, and Museveni came for the wedding, okay? And then you remember Watoto, back in the day, it had a large worship team. So Museveni sat in front there, he listened to the music, he looked at them. Now, when it was time for him to address the congregation, one of the first things he said, he said, those are movement children. The worship, you remember, they were so smart. At our kazi, okay, green watches, makeup, looking good. Okay? So, Museveni, you see, that was 2000. It was around 2003. Okay? So, that is 17 years after he's been in power. And say now all those kids, movement children, they are looking like that because of what? The movement. Glory be to God. Now the kabaka comes, finds what? Your kids looking nice. You've borrowed money. Okay? You have to pay it back. then the kabaka leaves knowing that you're okay. Yet if the kabaka had seen the real picture of what you were, embarrassing, the guy maybe could have helped you. Hallelujah. Those things of you get a Muzungu friend from, like Trump, a Muzungu friend from America. Trump comes to visit you in Africa. Then you know come to Alako outing. Then you borrow money and you take him to wherever. Where? I'm asking. Girls know all these places, man. And so you take him to an. So Trump is going to leave you with nothing, man. He's going to say, Africans are what to do, man. You understand? He's going to live like that. You understand? But if you are Obela, you be yourself. You be your what? You be how? You be yourself. Take Trump to the chef. That's what my wife was dying to say. Chef. Man, chef, we're what to do. Do you know how much lunch is at the chef? It is 25,000. 25 is not what? I'm telling you. Okay. Many years ago, there's a guy, friend, relative, who called me. Okay, he gave me a phone call. He's like, man, Mozen Tasa. As in, help me, deliver me from this stuff that I'm in. So he tells me he has gotten a young girl, he likes her. So now he wants to take her out. But now, but man, I don't have money, help me. Okay? So back in the day, I was a good guy. So I asked him how much, But he told me it's a loan. It's a what? It's a loan. So I lent the guy what? Money. Then they went out. Now, sometime later, I begin to ask the guy for my what? Money. He's not paying me back. I kept on his case. Then I got annoyed, and I told him the truth. But maybe I shouldn't have what? I told you, I was like, you're a thief. How can you say what? And I helped you. I tell you, Chintuchiwali Mo, you should really appreciate the help I gave you. I don't know. Okay? Whether that thing succeeded and he got the girl, I don't know. Okay? But I told him, you're even a thief. You should be paid. And the guy is born again. Okay? So then I told him, Then later again, I told him, I need my what? This is just to warn you that if you borrow money from me, just know what will follow. So anyway, the guy also now assured me. He told me, I will never pay you back because you called me a thief. Now, that's not right, isn't it? You should pay. You should pay back whether someone has called you a thief. And you have called you a thief because you're acting like one, isn't it? Yes. Okay? So every time I meet that guy, then talk those Jesus things, what, Yebazivwe, I just look at this guy. And by the mere fact that someone has done it to you, it means you're not the only one. Always remember that. You're not the only what? There's a line. Maybe the reason why he called you is because Kati Abalala Yari Yamala Da Okubai Tam. Then you call someone very far. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now you shouldn't be like that. Amen? You shouldn't be like what? Okay. Get the poor poverty mentality out of you. that thing I'm supposed to be given for me. You form like a club. Eh? Then you start to what? To backbite rich people. You know, eh? You have a club of poverty, mentality, food. You know, eh? See it then, you know, eh? Yeah. Hallelujah. Don't, then also, be yourself. Hallelujah. Don't force life, amen? Forcing life, you might miss a blessing. Be what you are. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Years ago, I'll tell you, many years ago, okay, when I was like, I think I'll marry. I used to have these thoughts. I would sit under a tree. Omanyi, okutula mukati. Then in your free time. I used to have these thoughts. I was like, yeah, I'm going to be so rich. I'm going to be so rich before I marry. I'll be rich. Then I was like, yeah, now when I see a girl I'm interested in, I'll hide my car. Can you do the things I used to watch? I'll hide my car, then I'll pretend like I'm just an ordinary chap. Okay? Then I used to think of how I will really hide my stuff so that the chick didn't get to know until she says yes. Then you unleash your what? You see what I mean? Eh? But God didn't give me that opportunity. God, I didn't pray. You know, you can have just thoughts in your head. You're writing a novel, a movie in your head, but you don't actually turn it into a prayer. You understand? So I think I didn't do that. Glory be to God. So God, what? God, yeah, he didn't give me that opportunity. But maybe God knew that in this Kampala, you cannot hide. You understand? Because the friend of the girl will see you somewhere coming out of some car from some neighbor, and then she will take a pic and send to her friend. See, you know, guy, you see what I mean? Eh? So I think God was like, no, this Kampala, that won't be what? Possible. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, when we talked about giving last week, we also added what God, I believe, wanted me to add. Amen. That thing of 1 Corinthians 13:3, it says that, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Okay? If you give, but you're not walking in love, and you're not giving out of love, okay, the Bible says it profits you nothing. It basically means that giving won't be blessed. Hallelujah. Won't be what? Won't be blessed. Hallelujah. Won't be what? Blessed. Proverbs 21, verse 27 says that the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. In fact, there's another proverb which says that the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. It makes it clear. It is an abomination to what? To the Lord. Okay, so the wicked are those who are not walking in the commandments of God, isn't it? Okay, so, and walking in the commandments of God, according to John chapter 14, verse 21, is walking in love. Jesus says that he who loves me will obey my what? Commandments. In John chapter 14, verse 21. Hallelujah. So, if you're not walking in the commandments of God, you don't love God, isn't it? You don't have love. And if you're not walking in the commandments of God, you are wicked, isn't it? Now, the Bible says that the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to what? To the Lord. So that means that the sacrifice of the wicked, the sacrifice of those who don't walk in the commandments of God, and that means that the sacrifice of those who don't love God, okay, is an abomination. God is not interested. God doesn't bless it. Hallelujah. God doesn't do what? Bless it. So if our giving is to profit us, okay, children, you're listening? If our giving is to profit us, we should be walking in love. And that means that we should be walking in the commandments of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Remember, Romans chapter 13. Okay. Let's read verse 9. Then we go to verse 10. Okay. It says that love does no ill to its neighbor. Okay. One of the definitions of love. Okay. Is love does no ill or does no harm to a neighbor. Okay, now if you're into the habit of doing things which harm people or sinning against people, for example, stealing from them, you see, being a false witness, telling lies about them. Okay, if you're into the habit of sexual sins, okay, you are what? You're not walking in love, isn't it? Okay? And there are some sins which directly harm others. Okay, that's what? Now, you're part of the what? The wicked people, and God is not interested in your sacrifice. Okay? The other verse I wanted us to read is Matthew chapter 5, verse 23 and 24. It says that if you bring your gift to the altar, okay? If you bring your gift, your offering, your sacrifice to the altar or to church, and you remember that your brother or sister, okay? Anyone, okay? Someone has something against you. Jesus said that leave your gift there, okay? And first go. Be reconciled to your brother, to your neighbor, to your friend, to that person you have who has an issue against you. Then come and offer your gift. Hallelujah. Come and do what? So you can see here, God, you can see even Jesus here is saying that your gift is not going to be blessed. If you did something wrong to someone, or if you're in the habit of doing something wrong to someone. Okay? For example, you're fleecing your organization. Huh? Okay? my wife's workplace is in the process of hiring someone. Okay? They're looking for someone to do some work. And none of you, I think, qualify. So don't be like, you carry pastor, want to go and enough. The two some applications, you know. Yeah, so anyway, they did interviews, and then my wife was like, there's this guy. In fact, I have ever worked with him somewhere. Yeah, he's good, you know. And, and then he asked for little money. You know, the other chap asked for more money. This other guy, okay, the one, my wife was like, I think we should take this one. Ask for little what? Money. Yes, and my wife was like, he's born again. Hey, mrokole. He gets so many, like, boxes to tick, mrokole, little money, work with him. You know, but before they hired the chap, they called his former workplace. I think it's DTB.
Yeah, they called DTB to fight, you know. Now, and the person they called in DTB, I know them. So anyway, this person said, that guy, like when maybe there were company cars to repair, he would take them to Juakari chaps, like shady mechanics. Eh? You know, eh? But then the receipt would be for a serious organization. Do you understand? And then the cars wouldn't even be repaired well. And he did several of those things. Like, man, he messed up DTB. Basically, he robbed them properly. Locally. Then my wife was like, that's why the guy even asked for a little money. Because he knew how he was going to what? Hey. And now also, yeah, this also reminds me, yeah. Be careful, those of you who have cars, all those who plan to have cars. Be careful of mechanics who are like abnormally cheap. You understand? We want those ones, isn't it? Because of you are like, hey, that person hasn't what? Robbed me. But be careful, eh? Because at times they're actually doing what? Robbing you. I heard of a story of some mechanic who was known at a certain workplace. Every car that would break down in that organization, they would call that guy. Because he was being what? Recommended. Kati organization here, you nanga. Hey, what? Umpa, esimu, ya mechanical, you know, eh? Then until one time, man, one guy found, like instead of something, the guy had put a pipe under there, man. And if they called and they realized that all along the guy had been robbed. But guy in Uleba is like, just give me 15K. So you say, wow, this guy, man, is so good. Yet was what? He was robbing them. Glory be to God. Anyway, so that's just a warning. I guess in everything we do, we should be prayerful. We seek God. Okay? Very often, those very cheap things will turn out to be expensive. Hallelujah. Turn out to be what? Expensive. Hallelujah. Okay? You have money, but you decide to eat food from somewhere of 1,500. You might become expensive. You might get a bowler, and you end up paying 1 million shillings. Hallelujah. You start to borrow money to pay. You see what I mean? So be careful. Amen? Be careful. Let the Lord lead you. Amen? So, yes, yeah, anyway, we have read this, isn't it? Okay? It emphasizes the point that the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. Now, Oyo, that thug, the former DTB employee, you see? Okay? That guy, every now and again, I guess, he was going to church. You see, eh? But man, we have messed up with this broccoli thing. It's like, man, we just need a revival. Because now we are in, like, people look at us as a disgrace. People don't believe we are real. You understand? Don't believe we are real because of the things we do, man. Now I had chap. See, my wife wanted him to get the job because one of the things is a mlokole. Number two, we can do it, you know. But now there are people who are crying. Say, man, I get a thug. Okay? Like there's a top government official who one time told
a friend of mine, that if so-and-so is saved, like other top government officials, if those people are saved, because the whole country will call them saved, because usually on TV, papers, they're known as our local. So this top government official, one of them said, if so-and-so is saved, and so-and-so is saved, and so-and-so is saved, because I know what they do. If they are saved, then me, I am a bishop. See, if those guys are saved, really, then I am a bishop. Lady Bishop. You know, now, so you see, there's someone who's not ready to get saved. Because it's like, all of you guys, you're fake. Hallelujah. Now God gets you one day, because you remember God wants to reach out to that what? Gets you. And then maybe gives you a job with that what? Government official. So that now you can be a light for her to know that, okay, all of them are not like that. I also want to be like this one. Now God gives you a what? Come and ask where that pass. You know what that means? Glory. Do you know what that? Do you know what that means? Mukama okukuwe is a pass. Tuma in a pass. I don't know why people are not serious. Hey, Abigail, you know a pass? Yes, Abigail knows. In football, you hear the Nkwezo Mpira or TV, your pass. So God sends you a pass and gives you a job in that place so that you can shine the light before this what? Top government official. So she can get saved. Then you also get there and money messes you up. You reach there and everyone is driving a Fortuner. You know, wajira ku border. Guys are coming in what? Land Cruisers. And for you, what? You know? Border, man. Sometimes even the border, the money for the border is not there because the month, man, the month has been long. Yes? With 30th, it's not arriving. You understand? So sometimes you walk, man, you reach, you even have a shoe brush in your bag. I know those things because I what? Years ago, I used to have a what? A shoe brush in my office. I used to have a shoe brush in my office. To come office, then There's an American boss I once had who said that Ugandans take their shoes very seriously. You see, wait, when they come here, even a serious guy, man, their shoes are always dirty. Even serious, as in big time WHO guys, man. But when they walk in town, they just go back to office and they don't realize that their shoes, man, there's something wrong. Because for them, they're not used to what? Brushing shoes. So anyway, this boss says that, man, Ugandans take their shoes very seriously. Because he sees Ugandans with what? With shiny shoes. So you guys say, man, Ugandans take their shoes very seriously. Anyway, so I know those things. Glory be to God. And so now you reach that place, then you start saying, man, everyone is looking at me like I'm a broken swallow. So why don't I hammer this deal and I get a carafe to start with? Okay? You testified once. Your sister got a job. You said it here, so I'm not what? Like saying your things. The sister, after a long time, when she gets a job, you are right. Then when she gets there, man, people had, Then she was, man, then also some temptations came. Because now there are like opportunities to get the dime to get also a car real fast. Okay? Then she came and shared with her sister who was what? who goes to LAT. Glory be to God. Hey, Sister Sarah, am I like, you understand? Yeah, that's what we should be. Those things. Now, you see, now you feel ashamed because what? You don't have a car. So you decide to steal. But you know that you're going to end up in hell. I think, Baruch, we don't have that long-term thinking. And sometimes even they need to be long-term because we're here for a short time, isn't it? That thing that we're going to see. You see, eh? And then number two, because of you, some people are not going to get saved. They are going to in hell. And I heard of those stories that, man, in hell, man, guys come and beat you up there because of you. You see, eh? We are here. As they are also being beaten. Because of you, you know. So people, let us not be like that. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I mean, stealing from your workplace, being corrupt, okay? It is not working in love. All those Balokole politicians who are thieves, okay? God is not interested in their what? Sacrifice. Their sacrifices are an abomination. And someone needs to tell them that. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay, now it is their bishops and their pastors who are interested. That's why they give them front seats. No, like there's some I know. Corrupt government officials who are known in the country as saved. Now I can't see myself, me, Moses. Yeah? It is ushers who do it. No. Just know if that have, if you ever see, just know I didn't tell that Asha to do that. A thief. You know a thief as you maulid, tava mu maulid. Okay. They now because the thieves have come, now you start to what? It is when they come that you start. We talk about building projects. Because the thieves have what? You see, eh? So you end up not doing the will of God, not preaching the will of God because you want what? Be nice to thieves. Instead of being good to them so that you can snatch them out of hell. Hallelujah. Amen? So anyway, if you hammered some guy, you had a deal, a land, selling land, you were a broker, you were, anyway, then you got, anyway, you got a share, eh? It's called what? A commission. And you're supposed to share it with Brian. Then you hammered Brian, you see what I mean? Name come out, normally tell a call 200,000. God is not interested. Because you see, you've done something wrong to what? A brother. Okay? Are you listening to me? You have someone's money. You borrowed money. You've refused to pay, but every time you're giving God a 10K, God is like, no. Someone had, you borrowed a 10K from someone. That 10K, please go pay someone. You there when they call you, you switch off your phone. You understand? You switch off your phone. Yet you have the it's another thing if you don't have the what? The money to pay. But if you have it, pay. You understand? Hallelujah. Okay? And then don't start with those things of, but he's on my case. Yet he's well. He's doing well. He should leave me with the money. Because they are rich. They are rich. They are rich. I mean, they're in the government. You know, government Yahweh. No. Whether the government is there or not, pay back what you want. Glory be to God. Okay? Like every time I talk about this, I remember certain, there was a couple here, you know, years ago. Okay? Then they left. Then after they left, I get to hear that, man, that the chap had gone with some people's money. And I was like, for me, if I meet him, I'll tell him. I'll tell you, guy, I was told you borrowed money, they helped you. Then after that, you fled, you switched churches. That's very evil. And you see now, when a guy goes to that other church, okay, they're giving offertory. You understand? They're giving a 10K. But you see, there's a brother who has something against them. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Maybe we should stop here. Amen. Have many verses about love. Eh? Hallelujah. Remember, in a dream that I had in 2006, okay, Joyce Meyer told me that I should never separate love from what? With giving. I narrated the dream in its entirety last week. And it's even in the book. Okay? And if God wants me to continue this subject, I'll narrate it again next week. Hallelujah. God willing. But the point has been made, isn't it? Okay? Now, if you give out of love and you walk in love, you're walking in obedience to the commandments of God, you're not wicked, you're not a sinner, eh? Then God will bless what you've given. Hallelujah. And he will bless you because of it. Glory be to God. Amen. And please, get the poverty mentality out of your head that for you, you're supposed to be given, for you don't give, then you get angry at those who don't give to you. You start to hate the rich, like Africans hate Trump. Over for why? You ask them why. But because all things are these rich people, because the guy is so rich, that's why he doesn't care. He's a billionaire, you know, but first of all, he's not the president of your country. Okay? Glory be to God. Amen? And stop praying that someone will steal from the poor to bring to you. It might not even be you, but now you're thinking of Yoka village in Ukamwenge. Yoka village, there are poor people in Ukamwenge, so you're praying for a certain politician to steal from what the government to bring to them. You understand? Now you're also being wicked. You're being what? Okay, don't operate like that. Amen? Glory be to God.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.